ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Sam. ICE agents can be seen confronting a woman in a car on a suburban street before shooting her through the windscreen.
This guy has a gun. They're firing guns. You made a crime scene. You shot someone.
She's been identified to run over an ICE officer.
ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands. She then proceeded to weaponize her vehicle, and she attempted to run a law enforcement officer over. The ICE officer, fearing for his life and the other officers around him and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training to save his own life and that of his colleagues.
But Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey used strong language to reject that claim.
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bullshit. There's little I can say, again, that'll make this situation better, but I do have a message for our community, for our city, and I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis.
The shooting has intensified bitter political debate over Donald Trump's controversial immigration policy, which has seen ICE raids in cities across America. In a Truth Social post, Donald Trump blamed the radical left for targeting law enforcement for Ms. Good's death.
I don't want to be right about this, but I said if they do this, they're going to create a chaotic situation where someone innocent is going to get killed. And they did it. And now we hear more political rhetoric. Enough.
Today, advocacy and outreach director for the Advocates for Human Rights, Madeleine Lohman, on the reaction from residents after thousands of people took to the streets of Minneapolis. She's speaking with ABC News Channel's Joe O'Brien.
Madeleine Lohman, welcome. So I understand you've been at the rally this evening for Renee Good. What's the mood there tonight after this shocking incident?
I think that people were very horrified, but also coming together as a community, supporting each other, a lot of outrage that this could happen and that people would have tried to attack the murder victim and blame her for something that was very clearly aggression on the part of federal officers. So a lot of outrage, a lot of solidarity, and definitely a sense that no one is going to back down.
What can you tell us about Renee Good, the woman who was shot dead?
We don't have a ton of information yet, so there's been a little bit of information that suggests she might have been someone who was participating in an observation group, but we've had conflicting stories as well that she was just a woman who happened to be on the scene. It's clear that as the officers are approaching her, she is trying to leave and that they shoot her despite her trying to exit the scene. So it's not clear exactly why she was in that place, whether she was a trained observer or whether she just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
What do you make of the Homeland Security Secretary saying this appeared to be an act of domestic terrorism that this woman was perpetrating, and the president saying this woman viciously ran over an ICE officer?
So people on the scene had videos of that ICE officer walking around in the immediate aftermath of the incident. So clearly had not been injured in the encounter. And the video shows that he is not being run over. And we know that the Department of Homeland Security is engaging in some really irresponsible and untruthful rhetoric about their operations. They mischaracterize the immigrants that they detain, and they're certainly mischaracterizing this incident as terrorism when these are nonviolent observers at the very worst and possibly just a mother on the wrong block at the wrong time.
And so what do you think this highlights about the ICE operations that have been happening in multiple cities across the U.S.?
I think it's pretty clear that the ICE operations are only partly about finding and arresting and detaining undocumented immigrants. They're largely about provoking a response in order to claim that democratic cities are ungovernable or that the people that are opposing this operation are unreasonable. So they're looking to try to anger people and doing so in a really disproportionate way. In this instance, they deployed chemical agents on protesters. They shot a 16-year-old in the face with a rubber bullet after the shooting had occurred. So it's all about escalating every encounter that they have in order to try to provoke a response that then they can use to justify further oppression and abuses.
Well, President Trump was elected on a platform arguing these raids were necessary to get people out of the US who he says are not entitled to be there. How do you characterize what's been going on?
So the people that he is detaining are not people who necessarily are in the United States without permission. We have a number of clients who are seeking asylum or who are victims of trafficking or who are unaccompanied children. They're in a process to go before the courts and make a case that they can stay in the United States. And if they lose that case, they will be removed. But he's attempting to strong arm them into giving up their cases. He threatens that his attorneys, the government attorneys, are threatening people with legitimate cases that if they pursue their case, they're going to be sent to South Sudan or Equatorial Guinea, even if those are countries they've never been to before in their lives and they're not citizens. So we're seeing just a complete disregard for any form of immigration. He's not respecting legal immigrants or allowing them to follow legal processes. So his rhetoric about only pursuing people who don't have permission to be in the country is factually untrue.
And how do you feel about the way America is evolving under President Trump?
I am hopeful that there's been so many people who have stepped up in defense of their neighbors and their communities, people who are not necessarily political, people who are just going around their ordinary day-to-day lives and have started accompanying children to school because ICE officers are now hanging out by schools, bringing food to people who are too afraid to leave their houses, shopping in immigrant-owned businesses as foot traffic has decreased. That makes me really hopeful that there's this sense of mutual aid and mutual support that we're seeing. And I'm hoping that some of the really serious abuses that we've seen have woken people up to the fact that there is no way to take immigrants out of the United States without tearing our communities apart. They're part of our lives, they're part of our communities, they bring value to our country. And I think I'm seeing more and more people recognize that. I'm hopeful we can move forward in a less polarized and violent way. And hopefully the community movements that I've seen will be able to do that.
That was Advocacy and Outreach Director for the Advocates for Human Rights, Madeline Lohman, speaking with ABC News Channel's Joe O'Brien.